Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Ma? What's up?
Oh, I'm fine, sweetie. Everything is going wonderfully over by me. I'm waiting for two big events coming up very soon. One is my birthday, and the other is the solar eclipse, total eclipse coming up very soon.
Oh, okay.
And apparently it's a big deal. Apparently down in this area, they're treating it almost like a holiday.
Yeah, it is. It is a big deal here. And I know a lot of places are actually like closing down for the day, or they're having specials depending on where you are.
Okay.
I guess restaurants and bars.
Okay, wonderful.
So, I don't know, have you been paying any attention to wrestling? You see The Rock is back wrestling again. I happened to just turn the TV on and saw him wrestling this guy, and he was beating him up, and the guy was all bloody. Cody Rhodes.
Beating who up?
The Rock was beating up this other wrestler called Cody Rhodes. And the guy was all bloodied up. The Rock threw him into a bus, and I was like, oh, my God.
What is going on? Was that a clip from Rock's old days, or is that supposed to be something?
It's him now. It's him now.
Oh my goodness. I saw Rock on something, and he was sort of giving a shout out to his upcoming boxing events. And
you mean wrestling?
Wrestling events. And he said something about his cousin is involved in something that he's doing. And
I don't know.
Mentioned it by name. Yeah. Yeah, well, it is. His cousin is apparently a big star in the wrestling world right now.
His cousin used to be, what's his name, Rikishi? I don't know. His cousin used to wrestle back in the day. So I don't know.
Maybe he was referencing back in the day. I don't know. But he mentioned his cousin by name, and he mentioned an upcoming event. I don't know if it passed or whatever. But
it's
yes,
all right, Ma.
I did know. Well, you asked me what I knew. I'm just telling you, yes, I did hear Rock talking about his re-entry into the world of wrestling. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go move on. Oh, help us, Lord. Okay. So let's do our toast. We're going to do a toast. Actually, we should probably do one to grandma, to your mom and my grandma.
Okay.
Because it's her, well, when this airs, it will be her birthday.
Okay. All right, let's lift our glasses to rest in peace, and that's to Pearl, my mother. Okay, well, I won't say what age, because she didn't like to tell her age, so I still won't tell it. Rest in peace to one of the all-time greatest mothers ever. Okay. I don't know if I should say long life and prosperity. Let's just say we'll remember you through eternity. Let's put it that way, right?
Oh, yeah.
And to everyone else, long life, prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud. Okay, R.I.P. Grandma.
That's right. Rest in peace and love. R.I.P.L.
Okay, so we are going to kind of move forward with talking a little bit about the solar eclipse. Now, I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of information because we know this is happening on April 8th, and it will be at around midday here in Texas. And another total eclipse won't happen for 20 years. So if you live in Texas or if you live in Maine, you'll see the moon block the sun in its shadow, and it'll cast a night-like darkness over Earth for a few minutes. So I think it's like 4 minutes and something. So it'll be a sight to behold, at least.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait.
Ma, did I give you your glasses or did you get glasses? You have special glasses?
No, but you said you were going to pick up a pair for me.
Okay. All right.
So when I see you, at the point that I see you, you can give them to me, like maybe on my birthday.
Well, I'll be seeing you in a couple of days. So
right. So you can hand them to me then, assuming that you have them. And you're going to have guests and everything for your eclipse celebration. Good for you.
We'll see.
That's so nice.
Well, you're always invited, of course.
I think I'll stay at my crib for that day. I'll have a lovely experience over here. Don't forget, I have my own little community over here. So I'll be fine.
All right. Anyway, guys, it's supposed to be a really big deal. So we're going to join in with the festivities because to us, we were just like, what? Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's.
Well, right. It's wonderful to celebrate.
It's okay. Always wonderful to celebrate. Unfortunately, we have a couple of bad things to talk about.
Oh, no.
Now, we know that the federal agents searched two of Diddy's houses on Monday, and we know that he's facing multiple civil lawsuits accusing him of sex trafficking, sexual abuse, and rape, all of which, of course, he's denied.
Of course he did. I would deny it too.
Now, he has not been formally charged or accused by federal prosecutors of a crime. So it's important that we put that out there. We know the soon as the lawsuit with Cassie, Cassandra Ventura, you know, when she put out her allegations, we knew more people started to speak up. There was a $30 million lawsuit against Combs, sorry, and it was settled. We know that later, pretty much that next day or next week, or whatever, it was settled pretty quickly. Later in November, another woman alleged in a lawsuit that Combs drugged her, sexually assaulted her, and secretly recorded the assault while she was a college student in 1991. Separately, in November, anonymous plaintiff accused Diddy and Aaron Hall of raping her and a friend in 1990 or 1991 after meeting at an MCA Records event in New York. There was another sexual assault suit in December accusing Diddy of drugging and participating in a gang rape of an unnamed accuser in 2003 when the accuser was 17 years old. Then there was another lawsuit against Combs that was filed last month by producer Rodney Little Rod Jones, who sued Diddy in New York and alleged she was subjected to unwanted advances by associates of Diddy at Diddy's direction and was forced to engage in relations with sex workers that Diddy hired. And there's a lot of other allegations going out there. There's even one was saying that Diddy hosted sex trafficking parties with underage women and illegal drugs, and implies that he looked the other way and financially benefited from access to celebrities and people like Prince Harry, who was not accused of any wrongdoing or attending any of these parties himself. So there's a lot of stuff that's just going on out there, Ma. We know that one of his private planes went to Antigua, private jets, but he was not on that plane. TMZ supposedly spotted Diddy at a Miami airport, I think earlier today. It was either today or yesterday, and he seemed to be pacing back and forth. Any thoughts on all of this, Ma?
No, it's all very unfortunate, and that's all I want to say. No. No.
There's nothing you have to say?
No.
Okay.
Let the courts adjudicate. Let the story unravel.
Okay.
Let everything fall into place, and let justice be served for all parties involved. That's all. Justice be served for all parties involved. Hear me. All parties involved. Let justice be served.
Okay, I didn't want to put this information out again. Unfortunately, it is all over social media, all over the news.
I've seen the rage. You couldn't avoid it. I got it.
Yeah, I feel bad. We'll see, you know, what let justice be done. We'll see how everything plays out. Unfortunately, a lot of people are, you know, not really necessarily happy with 50 Cent because 50 Cent is continuing to troll Diddy. You know, he went on.
You know what? If 50 Cent continues with that, I do have something to say about that. If 50 continues with that, let me tell you something. Laughing is catching. He who laughs last, laughs hardest. 50 better quit. Because sometimes it doesn't matter what the truth is. And your ass can get toppled. It doesn't matter what the truth is sometimes. Sometimes the truth will save you. Sometimes it won't. Sometimes it'll be too little too late. 50 needs to stop. He needs to stop. Don't gloat. Don't gloat. You know, some people might say people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Not saying whatever 50 did or not saying whatever, but 50 is in the same field, same age group, the same kind of different demographic. I don't know that his behavior was whatever. I don't know about his behavior. I don't know about Diddy's behavior, for that matter, you know, but I don't know about all that. But he need to be careful. He need to be careful. He need to fall back. I really think 50 is being a real asshole for doing that. Well, I think he's being a real asshole.
Well, I think that, you know, obviously we don't, my thing is you don't need 50 to, you know, narrate everything that's going on that we see in front of our own two eyes. I mean, him posting, you know, on Instagram, shit just got real.
There, but for the grace of God, go I. And 50 better remember that.
The feds in all the cribs, damn, they got the kids in cuffs, all that stuff he posted online. But I think he went even further that really upset people, Ma, when he decided to for some reason, troll Jay-Z. He posted a picture of a milk carton. And on the milk carton, it was Jay-Z's face. And he says, anybody seen Jay? So, and he says, laugh out loud. Puff said that Ninja ain't answering his phone. Laugh out loud. Now, I don't.
Let me tell you something. If 50 doesn't quit, I'm going to stop watching his shows. If he doesn't quit, I understand I'm only one person. But if he doesn't quit, I'm going to stop watching his shows. Okay? I'm going to stop watching his shows because no way. Whatever anybody's doing, let the judicial system handle that. You need to fall back, 50.
Well, the thing for me is with 50 doing that, it's just very odd because there are people who, you know, are alleged victims of Diddy. And for the most part, they aren't behaving that way. They are letting the, you know, judicial system handle things, and for 50 Cent, who was a contemporary, to behave this way to me is just very foolish. I just don't see it.
Well, this him. Is different. This is you know, different. They have a vested interest in a different way, you know, than 50 does. 50 need to think about it. He's being very foolish. He's being an asshole. He's being a real ass for them not to say anything they shouldn't. Okay, well, because they're involved in litigation, yeah. So they shouldn't say anything.
Yeah,
50. I mean, they're told not to say anything.
Yeah, the alleged victims. Yeah,
you know, yeah. 50 should have sense enough on his own not to say anything. And I'm really getting fed up with it. I think I'm not gonna watch his picture. I think I'm gonna boycott his stuff for a minute. Somebody need to talk to him. Somebody need to tell him. Somebody need to tell him, 50, are you out of your damn mind? Are you out of your damn mind, man?
Well,
laughing at another black man who came up similar through the ranks in the field and everything in with your stuff, not directly, but you know what I mean, in that general group, you know, and everything in that general age group. You know where I'm going with this. You know where I'm going with this, and 50 need to not do
it. What I don't understand is, I had mentioned this to you before, why is 50 always attacking, it seems to be black people. He seems to seems to be attacking.
Yes, that's the point, yes.
So
does he think that the same shit couldn't happen to him? It don't take 50 people, it can be one person.
But it's hard, Ma, because he also does help employ a lot of black actors.
I understand
so I think
that. I understand that.
His mind.
I understand that, but still, no matter how this and that, is wrong and is self-destructive, and can't he see how vulnerable he is? Does he think the same similar shit couldn't happen to him? Okay? Just because maybe it didn't happen, by the time the truth catches up with everything, it may not even matter anymore.
Well, we don't know the truth is with anybody. Well,
that's what I'm saying. That's right. We don't know.
Right.
And who will ever know and find out? We don't even know if we ever will know. But all this stuff is going on. All this stuff is happening. You know, to whoever all the victims are. You got me? So, you know, 50 need to stop. He need to stop. I thought he would think about it for a minute and say, you know, let me be more discerning. Let me be more intelligent. Let me be more compassionate. He's doing none of those things. He's acting like a total ass. A total asshole. Well, so I don't have anything good to say about that.
Okay, well,
all asshole activity is not criminal, but believe me, that transition can happen real quick. You can spin on a damn dime.
I would say 50, I would advise you to probably stop talking about Diddy 50, and leave Jay-Z alone. Why?
No, please. You Jay-Z. Need to look up the word cherry, CHARY. 50, be chary about what you say. Apparently, you don't understand that. Okay.
All right.
And I did like 50. I did like him. But now I'm beginning to think he's an ass bucket on a different level.
Yeah, I'm going to leave alone what he said about Vivica, because that's on a different level. Anyway, so moving on, I don't want to mention this person too much, but we know all about, you know, Trump, about how the New York appeals court decreased from $450 million to $175 million, the amount of a bond, you know, that Trump would have to post to avoid the state attorney general collecting on a business fraud judgment while he appeals the case. So not great. I guess that's good for him, but not looking great for democracy.
And he got a 10-day reprieve.
Right. And also the Trump Media and Technology Group soared in the first minutes of its NASDAQ debut, triggering a brief trading halt. So, which is worth about $5 billion. I don't know how much of that is Trump will get, but we do know that there is at least a 6-month hole after, you know, the company had after the merger. So none of this is looking good, guys. Like Ma always says, please go out and vote. Democracy is at stake. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there.
Good.
Okay. So on a much, much lighter note, Ma, you know, we had discussed this before. Selena Gomez has been trending lately because, you know, she posted a couple of photos of herself and she's feeling, you know, more confident and comfortable in her own skin. However, you know, there's been some trolls who said some things that were not nice about her, whether it was the fact that her body has changed, your weight gain, or whatever the case is. They've been pretty cruel. But Selena has loyal fans, of course, who came after them, which we really do appreciate, you know, them doing, because Selena's had a lot of health issues and she always pretty much just minds her own business. She wanted to let everyone know, you know, about her experience with body image and her weight fluctuations. And she has lupus, she has kidney issues, she has high blood pressure. See, she has a lot of health issues to deal with. And for her, she just wants to feel good knowing that she's healthy. Like that's the most important thing for her.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you know, I really, you know, acknowledge and respect her fortitude, because she's had a, you know, a multiplicity of physical and emotional things to deal with. Mm-hmm. And that she has the level of success she has, mm-hmm. you know, while coping with different things, is fabulous. It's fabulous, mm-hmm. you know, and I really say hats off to her, you know, and you know, and I give her my full support. you know, to whatever extent. I mean, I'm not well that much in with her music, you know, but I do think she's doing a very good job on Only Murders in the Building. Mm-hmm. I think she's playing a very good role. You know, she has a leading role in that mm-hmm. ensemble cast, and she's very good. Mm-hmm. You know? So, you know, continued success to you, Selena. And, you know, and just, you know, handle all the haters in the gracious way that you've been. Right. You know, and like I said, in continued success.
Right. And there's a lot of haters. And, you know, unfortunately, the more successful you are, the more powerful you are, you have more haters.
Oh, absolutely.
Selena's handling her handle. So I appreciate it. So
right. That's
let's
right.
Talk about somebody else, Ma, who's handling their handle. And that is Miss Halle Berry. So Miss Halle Berry was at a event that First Lady Jill Biden asked, I guess, Halle Berry to speak at. And it was called
First Lady Jill Biden. Go ahead. Oh, okay. I thought you said Joe.
Didn't I say Jill?
I don't know.
Said Jill.
Look, Jill and hey. Jill sounded like
Joe Jill.
A couple cocktails. Wait, okay, wait. Go ahead.
But I
okay.
Listen, I'm drinking wine. So anyway,
okay.
It's called A Day of Unreasonable. A Day of Unreasonable Conversation Summit, and people like Kerry Washington were there, Jane Fonda, you know, Jill Biden, Paris Hilton, Halle Berry. And so she became, you know, a sort of an advocate. So she told this story about how she recalled extreme pain after sex. And she went to the doctor, and the doctor told her she had the worst case of herpes he'd ever seen. Now Halle Berry and her partner Hunt were both tested, and neither ended up having herpes, because she said, you know, I realized after the fact that it is a symptom of, you know, perimenopause due to dryness. Now, this was Halle Berry is almost 58. She'll be turning 58. I think it's in August. This is at the age of 54.
Right.
Yeah, she said her doctor had no knowledge and didn't prepare her. That's when she said, I knew, oh my gosh, I have to use my platform and I have to tell women about their changing bodies.
Right.
And her doctor didn't know?
Well, I don't know, but did her doctor, well, she needs to change doctors. That's number one.
I'm sure.
And number two, did she tell the women about lubrication?
She didn't mention that.
Gee, that's also a part of it.
Well, you know, and she said that, you know, she had always been healthy. You know, she managed her diabetes since she was 20 years old. But when she was 54, she met the man of her dreams. Like I said, she's almost 58. She met a few men of her dreams.
You know, they've all been of her dreams. She has a lot of damn dreams. Some of them are nightmares, as we know.
How could they think it was herpes? I'm really confused.
I don't know. Maybe it looked like herpes. I don't know. I haven't had that situation, so I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Halle. Well, Halle wasn't embarrassed to tell that story.
Well, it's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know? It's nothing to be embarrassed about, except she had a bad gynecologist.
Yeah.
And that did it that she did.
She didn't do anything wrong, but yeah. I just think it's funny because I'm like, what?
Maybe the symptoms mirror each other, you know? Maybe they look similar. And maybe they said, oh, it's Halle. It must be herpes.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Halle has a lot of boyfriends. I know she has herpes. That's what they
do. Oh, no.
But for some reason, the doctor seemed like the doctor was a fool.
Don't go to that doctor anymore. What she should tell the name of that doctor.
I'm telling you, you should let everybody know who that gynecologist is. So people can say they need to lose their damn license.
Oh, God.
That's funny. But I'm glad she's good. I'm glad she's okay. And she found the love of her dreams. She's been looking for him for a long damn time. I'll tell you that. She's been going through a lot of frogs to get to the prince.
No, she hasn't. I don't like that because people, just because people have male friends, you know, what's wrong with that?
No, well, you know, Hallie's a beautiful woman, and she's a woman of a certain age. You expect her to have had a few men. That's only expected. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's just like Taylor Swift, although she's no Halle Berry.
Well, there's a 20-some-odd-year gap between the two of them. Please. And by the time Halle was her age, she had at least one or two marriages under her belt.
At least two.
Yeah, so, you know. Okay. She's not exactly Taylor.
I'm joking. That was a bad joke. All right.
But one thing, Taylor does make money off her men. You know, yeah. I mean, her experiences with her men.
And Hallie, unfortunately, had to pay hers.
Right. So, you know, so Taylor, she's, you know, good businesswoman.
Okay. All right. So moving on. So Portia Williams, that we all know from the Housewives, the Atlanta Housewives, has demanded an emergency hearing after allegedly being locked out of her home by her estranged husband, Simon. Portia, who is 42, her estranged husband, Simon, who is 59, changed the locks on their Atlanta residence to prevent her attempts to access her home. So supposedly he was being vindictive. So apparently in whatever agreement they had, like if Portia filed for divorce, that Simon was to vacate the home within 30 days of filing. So he asked for an extension until March 31st, but Portia denied it. And so I don't know. And he's also claiming that Portia came in the house with some man with a gun and Portia's mom trying to get him out. Ooh. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I'm not going to say anything because Portia deserved whatever she gets because everybody told Portia that man is wild and crazy and a liar and a thief and a crook. He got 58 wives and all type of shit and lied about his money. And just as a total, maybe a fun, loving human being, but he ain't nobody for you to get tied up with. Everybody told Portia that. Everybody told Portia don't quit her job, don't leave. Everybody told Portia, damn, Portia, can't you see how this man is? He's all over the place. He ain't nobody stable. He ain't nobody honest. He ain't nobody just going to treat you with no type of respect and consideration. Everybody told Portia. That was all over the media, all over everything. And Portia just, ooh, oh, no, I'm going to be Princess Portia. Yeah. And my man is filthy rich and he gonna take care of me with my fine self. And everybody told Portia, don't be no fool, Portia. And Portia went on. So now she's locked out, kicked out, cussed out, spending all the damn money on lawyers. Damn near might catch a case, try to pull a gun on somebody. I'm pretty sure people have pulled plenty guns on him. And you see, he survived them all. He's still here, 17 years older than Portia. He's still here, or whatever he is.
Yeah,
he didn't have way more wives and whatnot than Portia has had husbands, you know. And Portia, she's still messing with him. Well, why is she doing all this? Why is she bringing all this drama? You know what? Why is she there? Why is she bringing her mom? Why they got guns? Look, you ain't out. You ain't out.
Well, that's what he alleged. We don't know if it's true or not.
That's what she gets for being involved with this crazy ass man. He's been all in the media talking about it and saying all kind of terrible things. She didn't have no been. Look, I'll fall back. I'll stay at home. Look, I done let myself go through enough BS with you. The rest of it's going to be handled through the lawyers, okay? If I ain't on the street homeless, I'm not sweating about a house, okay? Let my lawyers handle it and let me get the hell rid of you. You got it. That's it. Portia, why are you in all this foolishness with this man? You know, he may be lying about it, but there's something in it, Portia, because we know you act foolish yourself. You know? So, if anything, whatever Portia get with that man, I mean, sure, the physical abuse, you know, nobody deserves that. I don't mean that kind of thing. But any of this here rigmarole and ratchet-ass behavior, Portia was for it. She was for it because she knew how he was from the very beginning. you know. So she knew not to get involved in any kind of serious entanglement with that man. Less more to marry him. That was the last. Listen, you know, we've all done foolish marriages too. You know, so you get you take care of it. You get what you get. You knew you shouldn't have never married whoever you married any damn way. So you get what you get. I'm talking about me.
It's a learning experience. It's there a, you know.
There you go. So hey, Portia.
Part of life.
All right, Portia. So you're still learning, so chalk it all up. Don't pull no triggers on no guns. You got to be here to take care of your daughter. Don't be foolish, Portia. Don't be crazy.
Well, okay? I don't think it was her that had it. I think so.
Well, whoever. Yeah, but she could have told him to bring it. It's her. They doing it on her behalf.
Yeah.
You know, you go to jail for that type of stuff, too. You know, so, you know. Portia, keep your wits about you. Don't let foolishness segue over into criminality. Don't go there. Okay.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, Matt. We have a couple of updates before we get into our last segment. One really cool update is, so I noticed was now I did not watch the reality series, and I guess I really missed a lot of drama. So Escape and SWV have decided that they are going on tour with each other and they're co-headlining.
Yes.
And so
they got that part resolved.
They resolved that part. That, and so right. On the guests will
you
be.
You know, I saw some of it.
Oh, you I know you did. I know. Yeah. So Maya will be a guest, Total. Okay. And 702.
Yeah, yep. So, okay, those are like their label mates or something like that. Maybe yes or something. I think so. Okay.
So it should. I think it's going to be a good tour.
Okay.
I was always a fan of SWV.
But you know they can sing. Too, but I was you like, know they. You know all those ladies can sing. You know all those ladies can sing, and I was just listening to SWV and sounding Coco sounded so good.
Well.
Too. You know,
you mean Coco can sing at SWV?
Well, yeah, and with in the what's the Scott sisters?
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean, because like Coco was the lead singer, but
Candy's
yeah,
my girl too. Candy can sing too. Candy got that different voice. Candy can sing. Okay.
So it'll be good to see them on tour.
Wonderful. Yeah,
so congratulations, lady.
I'm glad they worked that out.
I think that's awesome.
I love it.
Okay. Another announcement, Maya. Now, this is one of your favorite topics and one of your favorite people. I'm joking, everyone. And y'all know who that is. Reportedly, Kim Kardashian and Odell... Odell Beckham Jr. have broken up after 6 months of dating. They never debuted as a couple on the red carpet, but they were photographed at a after party at the Oscars Vanity Fair. And this was reportedly after this was all rumors. Now we have all these rumors. We don't know if any of this is true. We do know that they were seeing each other. But we don't know if this was true. Supposedly, Kim was ready to have his baby because she froze some of her eggs. Now, mind you, this woman already has 4 children, but I'll just leave that alone. Okay. Any thoughts on that, Ma?
Nope. Not even worthy of comment. Nope. I'm sick of her. Why we got to know about every man that this woman wants to go to bed with? Or that she did sleep with. I don't know if she went to bed with him or wanted to go to bed.
They were together, Mom, for 6 months. Yeah, I'm not sure if she slept with him. So you don't think she had sex with him?
Yeah, but I don't know about the together. I do think she had sex with him. But I don't know how together they were. Yeah, that's what I think. And why do we have to know about everybody she has sex with? We don't need to know. Well, I guess we probably don't know about everybody. But we know about most of them. Well, we know about, but why do we need to know all that? It's not even anything. Why don't she let something be on the QT for a minute?
It's exciting news. It's exciting news. Everyone wants to know. Mm-mm. I'm joking.
Ain't nobody trying to find hear about that recycled ass. Go ahead.
Ma. Oh,
go ahead.
No. All right. And finally, before we go into, I guess this kind of all ties into one. So, Euphoria season 3 is delayed indefinitely. Now,
well, I know Zendaya is busy because I know she's got other movies she's doing.
Yes. Well, that's
what the hell about Euphoria, but I know she's got other things.
She's busy. That the Sydney Sweeney, we see her in a lot of stuff, and we see the what's the guy, Jacob Elorado, the one that played Elvis.
The tall one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see them.
Oh yeah, we see him all over the place.
Right.
Zendaya, we see the most, and the big, tall, good-looking guy, we see him all over. Right. Yeah. So these people are busy. So
and then like I said, Sydney Sweeney, you know, the blonde one that was in the reality. She played reality.
Oh, yeah. She played a government employee.
Yeah.
Messed up, and
she's in a lot of stuff.
Yes. These people are busy.
Yeah.
So, I understand that, you know, their commitment to Euphoria, you know, because they got to strike while the iron is hot. You know, right. They don't never know how long, you know, how things are going to be. So they got to, you know, they got to do what they have to do while they can.
Well, the writers actually said that they are, you know, scrambling their heads, trying to come up with scripts. And they said that for them.
For Euphoria?
Yes. For the Euphoria cast to go ahead and, you know, do whatever they want to do as far as, you know, making, you know, future commitments, because they got to figure out what they want to do, because they're going to actually jump a few years, because they'll be too old to be in high school. You know, right. they were too old
in the first place.
But, well, yeah. You
know, yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, it's hard to look at, you know, Zendaya and the guy, the tall guy. It's hard to look at them as high school students when you see them out here playing established adults, you know, right. In the real world. So, yeah,
right.
I understand the writers. I understand their, you know, their concerns. Yeah.
Another update, Ma. This is not a good one. Diddy's alleged mule, as described in a recent lawsuit, was arrested. You know, his name is Brendan Paul, and he's 25 years old, and he was booked on two separate drug charges after the feds intercepted Diddy's plane, one count possession of suspected cocaine and another of possession of suspected marijuana candy.
Is this just in?
Both of which are felonies in Florida. So I think that he has been bailed out, but this just came in. So don't know. And there's pictures of him, you know, so whatever. I just wanted to update you guys.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So positive vibes. So since we're speaking about popular TV shows, Ma, let's talk about the 10 most popular TV shows that took the longest break between seasons. And do you think the show suffered? And if you don't know them, then hey. All right. Number 10 was
I don't know them.
Go ahead. Number 10 was Barry, which took a 3-year hiatus.
You know, I'm not fond of anything. Even though it may have been entertaining, I'm not that fond of anything to do with a serial killer. So to me, it couldn't have sunk much lower than it already was. So, no.
So you didn't care?
No, I didn't even care. It was a matter of indifference to me about Barry. Oh, I mean, I understand it was good, but I just don't enjoy seeing like the normalization and acceptance of a goddamn serial killer. I'm like
the TV show You? I mean, like the series You? Remember that
all
one?
All of it. Same thing. It's too much, you know, this is a regular guy that you might be friend or this or that, but he's a serial killer. And we, you know, somehow or another is the accepted part of society. I don't like it. No. I'm not feeling that. It's too many of them that we already have to feel for real that we don't even know. You know, I'm not feeling it. I'm not a fan of anything with those kind of themes. No.
I feel you on that.
Unless it's a crime show.
Yeah.
You know.
And I know you love your crime shows.
Or a documentary. Well, that's what it is. That's a different story. You know.
Okay.
And those are cautionary tales. Not tales like, ooh, it's okay, let's overlook them. You know, they're fine. You know.
Okay. Okay. You know what? In the beginning, I liked Barry, but like you said, things just got a little too real. And so I'm like, And I like Bill Hader. I think he's a very talented actor.
Yeah.
And writer. I'm sorry. And, you know. Okay. Number 9, my Stranger Things. Now, Stranger Things debuted in 2016.
I don't know. The kids got bigger and grown and older and whatever. And I don't know if it suffered or not. I saw it the very first season, then I saw a little bit of it in one of the subsequent seasons, and I thought it was, you know, moderately interesting, but I do think it probably suffered.
Now, my listen, it's been, they've had four seasons of Stranger Things, and it's been, and it was released July 15th of 2016.
Okay.
So it's on hiatus now for, I guess, over 3 years. So we'll see. I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. But I'm to me, they need to let it go and make something else, use their talents on something else.
I agree.
Too many years in between. It's just damn ridiculous.
They're no longer cute children. They're
grown ass. Well, you know, at the point that I, you know, saw them again after seeing them in the first season. And then when I saw them again, I don't know what season it was, but it had to be 2, 3, or 4, you know, season. And they looked like they was grown people. They looked like they were different human beings. The little cuteness was gone. And it was just adults doing, you know, bizarre things. So whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now this one, I don't know, Fargo, which debuted in 2014 and it took a 3-year hiatus. It's had, and they've had 5 seasons, and I don't think that Fargo has
Fargo suffered at all. No. Fargo is very different because each season is self-contained. It's not like you're seeing the same cast season after season. And even if you do, and they had all been adults all along, it still may not have suffered. But they're totally self-contained seasons, having no relationship to the previous seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, which, and so Fargo did not suffer at all, in my opinion. And the writing has been excellent. The writing has been really good in Fargo.
Yeah.
I think this last season, which was the season with John Hamm, correct? This last season of Fargo, I think, was smoking hot, off the hook, really good. If anything, it may have even gotten it better. You know, no, Fargo, I don't think suffered at all. Fargo, I think, is still superlative.
I'm going to agree with you on that. Number 7 we have is Sherlock, which I never saw. That was from 2010 to 2017, and that had Benedict Cumberbatch on it. And I didn't watch it, so I can't really judge it. It was on the BBC. Did you ever see
it? You know what? Well, you know what? I did start with one episode of Sherlock, but I didn't keep up with it. So I really can't comment on it, you know? Not that I didn't watch it at all, but I didn't watch it enough to comment on it.
Okay. Now, this one I know for sure suffered, but I think it redeemed itself. Atlanta. So Atlanta had a 4-year hiatus.
Right.
And I, you know, we understand that, you know, obviously Lakeith Stanfield became very popular. Zazie.
Well, I'm saying Danny Glover, not Danny Glover.
Donald. Glover. Well, forget Donald. We knew that, you know, this vehicle was, you know, for him.
Donald was doing a lot.
He was doing a lot. But Lakeith started doing a lot. He became a and Zazie, and also Brian Tyree Henry, Paperboy. We started seeing him and stuff. Yeah. So they all were doing their thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I saw them all in other vehicles. Yeah.
I thought that they ended the last season pretty well.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
I thought the last season ended pretty strong.
Yeah.
I did too. I don't think it suffered either. What I did was I didn't watch it in real time, but I went back and, you know, and looked at all of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I binged every episode of Atlanta, and I do not think it suffered from the hiatus. I think that it was a roller coaster. I think it did do ups and downs and ups and downs. But overall, I think the quality of writing stayed high, stayed really very good.
Yeah, you know, I think I agree with you. I think it ups the head is ebbs and flows, ups and downs and everything. Yeah. But I enjoyed it. You know, for the most part, it was really good.
Right.
Okay, so this one, I saw a few episodes of this. I didn't see a lot. Which was Master of None, and it was a 4-year hiatus, and that was the Aziz Ansari. You know, I remember you saw the Thanksgiving episode that Lena Waithe wrote. I think that they had a few issues because of the Me Too movement. And I think because Aziz had gotten into some trouble. Yeah. And so I think he stepped back a little bit. Right. So I don't know. The couple of episodes that I did see, they were good. So I don't know, Ma, what your thoughts are on it, if you have any.
You know, because I didn't follow up and everything. And Like you said, a lot of things went on, so I don't know. You know, okay. I refrain from commenting on that one. Yeah.
Now, this one, number four, I think that it did suffer, and that's True Detective. True Detective had a 5-year hiatus. I thought it did suffer a lot. I did not enjoy this last season, although, you know, plenty of people enjoyed it. And but I was just uncomfortable with it. And I, like I said, I have a huge problem. I am not an Indigenous person. So I am not trying to be disrespectful. I would like to see more representation of Indigenous people in which it doesn't seem just so dark and so bleak all the time when we're talking about present day, where there's some type of joy. Like, it just, I don't, to me, it's just sad.
It was. And there was some, even in the very end, I watched it all the way through. I watched from the, you know, giddy up to whoa. And it was very intense. Very little laughter. Lot of mystery, lot of superstition, lot of deprivation, and just sort of, you know, living with the bare minimum. And there was sensory deprivation from the very beginning to the end. I don't think I saw a plant. You almost never saw natural sunlight. You didn't see many smiles. And it just, like I said, just total sensory deprivation from the beginning to the end. So whereas the actual script was not that bad, was pretty, the script was pretty interesting. But the visual of it just left you like, oh my God, I'll never go to Alaska or wherever the hell
it was. Alaska, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I know it was Alaska. I'm just saying, you know. You know, it just gave such a terrible depiction until you say to yourself, oh God, well, those people, I don't know why they don't commit mass suicide. Right. It's horrible up here. You know, I'm not saying that. You know,
no, I know you don't mean that. We don't mean that, guys.
Come on, okay, come on. What I'm saying is that it was just so, you know, deprived of everything that we know as life and light and happiness. It just was too much, you know. And Navarro, in the end, heavy superstition, heavy superstition. And Navarro,
come on. You don't have to go into it like that. What is going on? All right,
I'm finished. Okay, next segment.
What?
Okay. I don't want to go too far in. I didn't say what about Navarro.
No, it doesn't matter, but what?
Just mention the character. What do you mean? But number three, I just mentioned a character. That's all.
I don't know.
I wanted to say some good things about it. She did a hell of a job, and Jodie Foster did it. I don't know her real name. I just know her character's name, Navarro, and she was the other female cop. And Jodie Foster, they did hell of a job.
Of course, they did great jobs of acting. That's not an issue. No, that never is an issue, especially with Jodie Foster. We know that. I just thought it was just sad.
Do we know that? Do we know what I had to say about that until I said it?
Okay. So number three is Curb Your Enthusiasm, which was, I guess, is this the last season? From 2000 to 2024. And there was a 6-year hiatus with Curb Your Enthusiasm, and they had 12 seasons. I never got into Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I saw a few episodes, and the ones that I did see were funny. I did see actually one or two this season, and it was pretty funny. So I think whatever he wanted to do, whatever what's the name, Larry David wanted to do, I think it was good.
The same situation with me. I saw a couple episodes, literally two or three episodes. I saw the current season or the most recent season, and it was funny. You know, I thought it was really funny. You know, I thought he was a, a, a funny, grumpy old guy. I thought it was really funny. So yeah. I don't know how it had been before, but very funny and very clever and kind of different and quirky. And I thought it was good.
Okay. I never seen this or heard of this one before. And it's called Happy Valley. And so I haven't watched that. That's a British crime drama. Maybe you can check it out sometime. It, apparently it was a 7-year hiatus. Number one, I did not see this one because I'm going to pull, this was not in my time range, Twin Peaks. So Twin Peaks, I guess, came out.
I haven't watched Twin Peaks.
Okay. It came out in 1990. There was a 26-year hiatus.
Well, I don't even call that a hiatus. You know, this 26-year gap is just another picture with the same name.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So you never watched it.
How many people, how much of the original cast was there? Is it the same people or are these self-contained episodes? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, see, it seemed like they have some of the same people, Billy Zane and Kyle MacLachlan. So I don't know. I don't know. Is there anything on the list that stands out? Now, I don't know how many years it was a hiatus, but I can think of a show that should have been on this list offhand.
What show, daughter?
I can't Luther. Think of it. Luther.
Oh, okay. Luther took a 26-year hiatus?
No. It took a few years. It took, some of them on there took 3 years. Didn't Luther take?
I understand. I never really even realized because Idris was doing other things. And as long as I saw him, it was good. I didn't even pay attention about Luther. Mm-hmm. And then I would be back and forth with Luther. You know, I'd be watching several episodes at once. And then I wouldn't watch it again for a while. And then I'd go back and forth, you know. And because, you know, it just made me so upset because it just seemed like Idris, he was always, you know, in problems and, you know, situations were so bad. And then that terrible apartment he had, it looked like they could have put some paint on the wall or something.
I know like places that don't look nice. Like if it's a picture, you like pretty surroundings.
He never had a nice looking apartment. And he always had on those same drab, gray tweed looking clothes. Aww.
Well, he did the best he could with what he was working with, Ma.
Well, I mean, but it was still Idris, you know. Right. So, but you know, Luther was just so intense, and he just was so intense. So, he is so intense. Yeah.
Okay, Ma. If you don't have any other show, you don't have any other shows.
That went away and came back. Is that what you're saying?
That was on a pretty lengthy hiatus.
What's the question? What happened?
A show, one of the best, some of the best shows that went on hiatus, you know, came back.
I really can't think of anything.
All right.
I don't know, because when they come back to me, it's just almost always just a different show. You know, I don't know about this hiatus thing. You know, unless they're coming back, attempting to come back with the very same cast and this and that. I mean, there are shows that went away and came back that I didn't even bother with following up with.
Because
some of the people are dead or gone or just don't want to be in it. You got Will and Grace that came back. I don't know what that was. They only had a few episodes. You got Frasier that came back. And I found out so much about Kelsey Grammer. I don't even want to be bothered watching his show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean,
well, that was more of a reboot.
Well, whatever. You know, just call it what you want, you know.
And
you
to me, Twin Peaks, that would be a reboot.
It's almost always just semantics, you know.
Yeah.
Was it a hiatus? Did you really quit? Did you think you'd be back? Okay, Law and Order, Organized Crime, Christopher Maloney. I don't know what that is. Is it a different show? I mean, there's so much, you know, intersection between Law and Order, Organized Crime, and Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. I mean, I don't know. He's still working with Olivia half the time. I mean, you know, these things just get real blurred. And you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, we'll go into some more stuff. Oh, one thing before we go into three things that made you smile. There's footage of Tom Cruise filming, I think it's Mission Impossible 8. Do you think he needs to not do those films again? Or you think it's Tom Cruise, he's still in great shape, he can keep doing it?
Yep. Yes, I think it's Tom Cruise, because you know how come the last one I saw him in, mm-hmm. I forget, it's the one where he was on the train. They had a throwdown scene on the train. It was really good. I thought it was really good. I was surprised how much I enjoyed it. Yeah. He's able to fake the funk, you know, still. So, I mean, he's good. Look, they got Harrison Ford doing it, and he's old enough to be Tom Cruise's father. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, Tom Cruise can still do it.
He can still. He still looks good.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people who believes that Tom Cruise looks better older than he did younger.
Because he's got more of a macho look.
Yeah. Older.
Yeah. I agree with you. I see your point. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ma, I need you to tell me three things that made you smile.
I'm going to tell you four things.
Oh, Lord.
The sun, the stars, the moon, and that we're going to celebrate a total eclipse coming up.
And your birthday.
I've mentioned my birthday so many times. I don't want people to think I'm self-indulgent, but.
No, not
wait
you.
To celebrate my birthday. Yes, yes. Got my birthday menu all together. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So I'm going to go with number one. Rihanna is on the cover. Rihanna is on the cover of Vogue. She looks good. She has a bunch of little different sounds.
I think she's been there before.
She's been on there many, many times.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. They're counting. I mean, I don't know. Oh, she's 12.
She with the new hairdo this time?
She has a new hair. No, she is. This one not is that. Braids. This is braids.
Oh, okay, good. Not that.
Well, you know she changed her hair.
Every week, that's what I'm saying. I know why it was making a big thing. You see in the afternoon, she got one hair. Do you see in the evening, it's a different one.
All right. Number two, I thought it was cool. I don't think you are as familiar with this actress, but she was on Vampire Diaries and I liked her. Kat Graham, and she's also a musician. She's going to be playing Diana Ross. And the Michael Jackson biopic, because we know Nia Long is going to be playing the mama.
Lovely.
And number three, Ma, Cowboy Carter Act 2 is coming out on the 29th. You know, we'll be playing that all birthday weekend long.
Don't you love the little hoedown dances that they're doing to her song, Texas Hold'em? Yeah. You like that? Yeah.
Yeah, I know some people that do the hoedown dances.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That sounds good.
All right, Ma. Anything you want to say before we go?
I want to tell everyone to please pay attention, stay focused. We need to be vigilant and we need to do our duty as citizens. Democracy is at stake. I'm going to say this every time, guys. Please, if you aren't registered to vote, register and be courageous and be bold. If you ever needed to step up, you need to step up now. Or if you never needed to step up before, you need to step up now. You need to vote. Never mind sitting home on the couch. If you don't decide your future, somebody will decide it for you. Do not opt out. Opt in. Okay? All right. Go home.
All right, Ma. Thank you guys for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. As always, thank you for continuing to support us. We really do appreciate you guys. Continue to send us your DMs, email us at info@bambushihappyhour.com. As I mentioned on the last episode, we will be putting up some more material again in April on our YouTube page, All Things Page You, home of the Bambushi Happy Hour. Subscribe to all of our social media at the Bambushi Happy Hour, which is on Threads, on Facebook, on Instagram, and also on X. Guys, be safe, and we will be talking to you soon. Bye.
Bye.